Hello, DriveCast listeners. This is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus welcoming you to our Good Friday DriveCast edition. Easter Sunday is 2 days out, and as Christians across the globe celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the new beginnings associated with the doctrine of resurrection and the unwavering hope that it brings. But hope can be fickle and at times fleeting. Take, for instance, Luke chapter 24, which contains the story about the two disciples on the road to Emmaus who were conversing with each other about the crucifixion of Jesus that occurred 2 days prior. Luke 24:15 states that while they were conversing and discussing the event, that Jesus himself approached and began traveling with them, but their eyes were permitted from recognizing him. And Jesus asked them point blank, "What are you talking about? What's got you so engrossed in conversation?" And Luke 24:17 says, "And they stood still, looking sad. And one of the two named Cleopas answered, 'Have you not heard? Jesus, a prophet mighty in deed and word in the sight of God and all people, was delivered up by the chief priests and elders to be crucified.'" And Luke 24:21 says, "But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel." But we were hoping. You know, I've always felt sorry that Cleopas and his companion who were walking with Jesus did not say to him, "We still hope," instead of, "We had hoped." You know, the situation is sad because in their minds it's all over, finished. If only they had said to Jesus something like this: "Everything has come against our hope, and it looked as though our trust was in vain. Yet we will not give up hope because we believe we will see him again." But instead, they walk with Jesus side by side, declaring a shattered faith. And Jesus had to say to them in Luke 24:25, "How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe." You know, today as we commemorate Good Friday, are we not in danger of having Jesus say similar words to us? We can afford to lose every possession we have except our faith in the God of everlasting truth and love. So may we never express our faith as the two Emmaus disciples in the past tense. We had hope. May we always be able to say, by God's grace, "I have hope." So I close today thinking about an old hymn we sang in our little Baptist church in Southern Ohio about hope. William Bradbury wrote the hymn, "The Solid Rock," and the first verse reads, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name." And then the chorus goes, "On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand." 2,000 years ago on Good Friday, our Lord's body was taken from the cross and laid in a borrowed tomb, and from all appearances, hope died. And then came Easter Sunday, and hope sprang eternal. May we never lose hope, even in the throes of the most difficult circumstances, that Jesus Christ is alive today and he's seated at the right hand of the Father, and that he's coming again someday to make all things new. As so we often do, we want to close today's DriveCast with a chance to pray. And if you wish, you can pray something like this: "Jesus, I want to praise you for coming into the world and dying on the cross for me. I was one of the causes for your journey into this world. And I believe since you were resurrected, I will be resurrected too someday. I celebrate you, the living Christ, today. Amen." So I want to thank you for listening today. And I hope to see you worship in person with us this coming Easter Sunday. Be sure to check out our website at lifepointohio.com for Easter Sunday service times across our four locations. And we'll see you back with us for another DriveCast on Monday. God bless.